This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Pianist Herbie Hancock is legendary for constantly reinventing himself musically. He started as a classical pianist, playing with the Chicago Symphony at age 11. He then turned to jazz, and in his 20s, he became a member of trumpeter Miles Davis's quintet. Later, Hancock turned to an electronic funk pop sound. He had a huge hit and his first Grammy with the song Rocket in the early 1980s. But underpinning it all is Hancock's foundation in jazz. And this week, the 73-year-old started a series of lectures at Harvard as the university's 2014 Norton Professor of Poetry. It's a post that actually expands far beyond poetry. In Hancock's case, he's talking about jazz and humanity.
While we're in the process of moving forward, bring others with you. This mentor-apprentice relationship runs freely through the jazz world.
The theme for Herbie Hancock's lecture series is the ethics of jazz. And when we sat down with him in his Harvard office this week, we asked him what that means.
You have to come to the lectures to find out. That was the whole point. You know, I wanted to have a provocative title. Because how are people going to instinctively know what I mean by that? So hopefully they'll show up to find out. You know, people know me as a musician. They don't really know me from the other aspects. So I figure if they're coming to see Herbie Hancock, the musician, let me get them there. And once I get them there, then I can talk on this more expansive level.
When you say other aspects, things like people may not know you're a UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, right. You're a practicing Buddhist.
Right. I practice Buddhism 24 hours a day. It's not just sitting in front of my altar chanting. Because Buddhism is really about the core of the humanitarian spirit. Really being a human being is something that we have to work at. We have to develop. And that to me is more important than anything. Because if I grow as a human being, then I think naturally other aspects of my life will grow, including my music.
You've already given one of your lectures this week, and you had a great story in it about once playing with Miles Davis.
Miles was in the middle of his solo, and it was building and building, and Miles gets to the peak of his solo, and I play this chord, and it is 100% completely, entirely wrong. The wrong chord. It was so wrong. I believed I had utterly destroyed the evening like a house of cards.
But Miles Davis went with it and began to accommodate that chord or that note and fixed everything.
Yep.
Is there a lesson in that you're trying to get across?
Oh, yeah. The lesson is exactly what I talked about. And that is that Miles didn't judge it. He just heard it as different, unexpected. And he did what jazz musicians always hope to do, is to try to find a way to include it. And he had the genius to be able to hear something that actually would make my chord work.
A mistake doesn't have to be a mistake.
Right. Doesn't have to be a mistake. And it took me many years to learn that lesson, because I was wondering, how did he do that? And that's because he was open enough to allow for something unexpected.
Some people will want to come hear you because you are Herbie Hancock. Others will just have a curiosity, maybe not as much interest in music as others. Is there some universal message you want to get across to everyone, no matter what their level of interest in music or jazz is?
Maybe the most important one is that we are all this family, and our inner desire is to really have a harmonious family, be a part of the creation of the human orchestra of life, if you want to call it that, where human beings can freely interact with each other, have dialogue, learn from each other, create the next phase of the development of humanity. And I really think that in order for humanity to survive, we need to come together as a planet, not just as a nation.
Is there something about music or about jazz that you think helps achieve this, this bringing together of people you're talking about?
I look for ways to use music to demonstrate the values of the kind of globalized world that we actually would like to live in. So a lot of my recent records are global records in various languages. My last record, The Imagine Project, 11 countries were represented, you know, by the musicians on that record. I hope someday you'll join us
and the world will be as one.
Jazz, I believe, has already exhibited so many humanitarian examples. It's in the moment. It's improvised. It's at its best, it's non-judgmental. It's about sharing. And it's fun. But it's also about courage, because it really encourages you to challenge yourself and, you know, reach out into territories that you're not familiar with. You know, get out of your comfort zone and explore.
Herbie Hancock, one of the things you're known for is being a cultural innovator, that every decade or so you would kind of remake your style and try new frontiers of music, which isn't always natural for people to keep changing. Did you feel a need or some desire to keep remaking yourself, or recognize that to stay relevant you had to?
Yep. It's called boredom. Well, it wasn't just that I was getting bored, but I liked the idea. When I was about 5 years old, I used to like to take apart clocks and watches and to see how they worked. I've been curious my whole life. And the other thing is, I was encouraged by Miles Davis to try things. He told us, I pay you to work on stuff, not just practice something that's really slick to get applause from the audience. And I said, well, suppose there's something that you might work on, but suppose it's not working. What about the public? They're not going to like it. And he says, don't worry about that. I'll take care of the public. So he had a lot of trust in his musicians and trust in himself. And that was a great encouragement.
Herbie Hancock, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very much.
Hancock's first lecture was titled The Wisdom of Miles Davis. He closed the evening with his take on the jazz standard Stella by Starlight.